Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Dean Kuchar, what an honor and a privilege to be speaking with you today. Thank you so much for taking the time. How's everything going?
Great, Sandy. So good to be here and talking to your audience too. Really pleased. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know. And it was funny because we were just sitting here talking. I was like, stop. This is good stuff. Let's hit the record button. All right. So for the audience, Dean Kuchar is a co-founder of Kidstream, which is the largest kids movie TV streaming platform, AKA the Netflix for kids shows. So I love it because it's enriching, engaging, ad-free entertainment for kids with no violence or any other bad negative stuff. Where were you 20 years ago when I had a three-year-old watching television, right?
Well, it's gotten more challenging for them today, I can tell you, the parents today, because there's so many options out there. You know, Kidstream, we feel like we're not the largest, but we're very specific in what we offer. And we don't, like you said, we don't have advertising. And it's important because advertising, when you have your kids subject to it, first of all, you don't need them subject to, you know, advertising, sugary cereals, whatever, toys. Nope. But in beyond that, once you're watching advertised, your kids are watching that, they become kind of a number for the advertisers. So their habits are basically being sold. And what they're watching is not necessarily what you might want to pick for them, because it's what's driving numbers. And so it's nice to have an environment. We feel like we sell peace of mind with Kidstream. Not only do we pick really good shows, because that's where I think most of our value is bringing really great content, but we don't have the advertising with it. So you feel safe when you're watching us. Peace of mind.
Absolutely. And you know, at the end of the day, these networks, it's a business and they need to make money. And how do they make money? On advertising. However, I could do without hearing all of the pharmaceutical ads that are out there. We're at the point now, my husband and I, we just hit the mute button because I'm like, I can't hear this anymore because they play the same ones over and over and over. And nobody needs that information in their head because they're sending the wrong message to people. So certainly children don't need that either, that they need to be eating right. The sugary stuff. And
I mean, I like some of the fun ads too. I'm not,
of course,
an adult, and we can make, like you said, you and I can make our own decisions, but when it's hitting our children, especially our market is, we really focus on 2 to 9 year olds. So they're really impressionable, smart kids at those ages. And yet they're still very innocent. We don't want to have them barraged with stuff that they don't need.
Well, no, because their minds are still developing. And if you see somebody that you look up to and they're endorsing something you believe it's true. Because exactly. They're so impressionable. Oh my gosh, they're so impressionable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard not to blame the networks, you know, for doing it, right? Because they need, them, I wouldn't be watching, you know, my tennis channel.
The way the world goes. Yeah, we love it. Yeah.
But today, in today's world, for $4.99 a month, you can't even feed a person one meal for that price these days.
And it's unlimited. They can watch it wherever they want. You can bring the phone with you. You can have them on the iPad. You can have it on the television. No commercials. And we just have constant, beautiful shows. I mean, right now we're up to about 65, 70 series with, you know, over almost 750, 800 hours of television. A lot of stuff is small for children, younger children. They like to see smaller things, maybe 11 minutes at a time, or, you know, even for the youngest, even 5 minutes at a time. But we just have tons of stuff. It's constantly getting new stuff in. But we have a lot of classics too. I mean, we believe in, we don't have to have all new shows. Like, we have a lot of shows that were big in the 90s that we think are really still as solid as ever, like Barney and Thomas the Train. I just picked up a show called Pingu, which is a classic old show. The New York Times just did a big piece on that one. And so we just have a ton of good shows, but we also have some brand new shows that no one's ever seen here in the U.S., and we're the only place to find them, too. So we do a real mix.
That's awesome. Kids. Yeah, my son watched Thomas the Train, and I enjoyed it, too, because I watched it with him, you know, many times. Yeah. Wiggles. The Wiggles.
Speaking of the Wiggles. We have a great relationship with the Wiggles. They are amazing. They were just here touring through the U.S. I don't know if some of your audience saw them, but they just recorded a 25-second thing. Could I share it with you?
Please do. Go ahead. Share your screen.
Let me see. Okay. Here's our friends, the Wiggles, talking about Kidstream.
G'day, Kidstream families. We're the Wiggles.
You know, our friends at Kidstream genuinely care about providing better TV for children and have curated a top-rated library of worry-free, enriching shows for children of all ages.
Try Kidstream for free. Let's wiggle together at kidstream.tv.
Love it.
Yeah, they're a great property. They've got their newest one is called the Fruit Salad Big Show, which we've just put on one of our newer shows. Oh, so now we have a bunch of their content and really, really like what they stand for. So thanks for bringing them up.
Fantastic. So what was the story behind, because I love hearing people's stories, what was the story behind you getting this started?
Well, I was fortunate enough, I fell into this business in the 90s. A friend of mine named Ken Weissman was starting a company. He had been running Thomas the Tank Engine here in New York. He was the one who brought it up. He was a personal friend, and he wanted to start a company and kids entertainment. And I was in big corporate world. I was living out in Louisville, Kentucky. I'd been working for Kentucky Fried Chicken in their headquarters. And I had always had big corporate jobs.
My son's a senior at University of Louisville.
Oh, I love Louisville. It was hard to drag me away, but he started to, a great city. He had an offer and I was helping with a business plan. And then I just thought, this is a great idea. And my children at the time were 2 and 4, and I thought, boy, they really need more kids entertainment. So morphed into a company. We started off, and the first person I met there, or the first client we had, was the creator, a woman named Anne Wood, producer from the UK. She's was a school teacher originally, but really understood kids, had great ideas, had some shows already, but 2 years after we started working for her, she launched the Teletubbies. And we were the managers of that for her. We managed the entire Americas. And so we had a real rocket ship ride with that. A great show, big brand. We had, you know,
it all was sorts huge. Of, huge.
All sorts of bank stories from there. And then I went right after that to work for another great show creator named Magnus Skevin. The day I left that job, I went to another one. He hadn't made a show, a guy from Iceland. But 2 years after I started working for him, we launched his idea, which was called Lazy Town, into a big show. Started on Nickelodeon, went all around the world, worked for him for almost 10 years. So I got a really good background in show creators. And when I was at Lazy Town, I met the co-founder of Kidstream, a guy named Jordan Jedenkin. he was working with us. He was doing a lot of big deals for us in the retail and promotions and licensing area. And him and I were traveling always together doing stuff. We were down in Latin America on a trip, and we just decided, you know, we should start a company someday. And after Lazy Town kind of, you know, was sold off, we just launched this company, and we were working with creators, you know, helping creators launch their shows. And suddenly Jordan came across from a big cable network, offered him an idea to, hey, why don't you get us could you get us a kids channel? And he came back and we just said, okay, yeah, we can do that. And that was about 2016. And this was when streaming was just kind of getting going. And next thing you know, we you know, put our heads together and just started working. And we launched in January 2017.
Nice.
And it wasn't really so intentional, but we had a real background always working with independent, great kid shows from around the world. So we had a really good network there. And that's kind of what the fun of it is for me, is working, finding really good creators, bringing their stuff and putting it on this channel. And that's what I spend probably at least half my job doing, is looking at kids' TV and talking with them about new shows and evaluating them. But I rely a lot on the producer or the creator, because today, in today's world, there's a lot of stuff out there that kids may like, and it may be good or it may not be good. But you know, you can't always trust, just because a kid likes it or a child likes it doesn't mean it's necessarily good for them. It's kind of like junk food. You know, they may be attracted to some junk food. So I rely a lot on producers, really good creators. There's so many of them out there that are really talented writers and animation companies. So we rely a lot on them. We really vet our shows to make sure they're really good for kids, and not just popular for kids, not just something they're attracted to, but something that's really good for them too.
Right. Right. Because what we were talking about when I was like, no, let's, I want to record this, is that that age group that you target was what, 2 to 9?
2 to 9.
And their brains are still developing during that time. And they're so impressionable. And when they see somebody that they look up to, because we were talking about the commercials and how the commercials can just be a bad influence on kids, but they look up to it and they think that it's okay. And right. The same thing, they're watching a show. And if it's a kid's show or any show, and you hear somebody, you know, they're idolizing this character and you hear them swear or making bad decisions, they think that that's okay. They don't understand what's right and what's wrong.
Exactly, Sandy. And even the type of humor, there's some sort of shows that we avoid that have kind of a very popular but mean-spirited humor, we'll call it.
Right.
And I was talking to a mother that I just happened to meet, and she said, well, I don't let my children watch this show anymore because he starts, not one of our shows, but a show that was pretty popular, because after he watches it, he's really mean to me. And it's because they imitate things. So you're right. We wouldn't take a show, even if it was very, very popular, that we felt was like that. And we look at, you know, things that are enriching, but you're right. They're very impressionable. I take it as a huge responsibility to put anything on our channel, because you're right. They're so smart, these young kids. I was just, you know, was in classrooms with first and second graders, and they're so smart at that age, and yet they're so innocent and so impressionable too. Yeah,
that's right. And here's the thing, you know, I know for me, and I shared very little pieces of my story before we hit record. I know for me, well, my childhood wasn't awful. There were parts of it that were so tragic that, you know, the last thing any parent wants is their child to go through that. So here's the thing, you know, kids only have one chance to be a kid. That's it. And once they, you know, what do they say? Really, your brain, everything you've learned up to the age of 12. And now, folks, I am not a psychologist, don't have my medical degree, but I do know that they say that, you know, up until the age of 12, your brain is still learning a lot of decisions about life and behavior and things like that. And so, you know, why not give your child every opportunity? And this is something that is so simple. I was so excited to talk to you today about this, because I just think it's incredible. You know, these kids, they deserve that. They deserve to have their brains be molded in a healthy way.
You're absolutely right. And role models, even if they're characters that act the right way towards others, and they're kind and they're not in favor of, you know, they stand up to a bully or whatever. These producers and creators that produce shows, a lot of the good ones are really good at that, and they take it very seriously. So, you know, I can't say I'm the one who creates these shows, but I value what goes into them and what they stay away from. And that's why we source shows from all over the world, not just from the US. We, you know, we're bringing in shows from Australia, Canada, the UK, you know, France is some amazing animation that comes out of France. And so we're constantly looking at good shows. I mean, we have one of our best suppliers, I would say our partners in content is the Jim Henson Company, of course, an American company. We have some of their classic movies and shows, but also some of their new ones. So it's really they're an incredible producer. We're launching one of the first. It's called Billy Bunny's Animal Show, and it was the first show that Kermit the Frog was ever on. So I got my hands on that. I'm like, wow, I'm gonna put that up. And the music's amazing. It's like, you know, it's like a little mini movie. It's like 45 minutes, but. So that we're putting out, and we also have one of their real old shows called Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, which goes back to the 70s. So that's kind of where we are, but we love their new shows. Jim Henson's production company is still cranking out great shows. We have Sid the Science Kid. We have a show called Dot. It's amazing, about a little girl who's very tech savvy. So that's another example of a producer from here in the US that we really like to work with.
And show I love off that. Their stuff. I love that. Yeah, I was going through looking at some of the shows, and I saw that there was a science show, and I'm like, you know, that's incredible. When you think of subjects like science, I mean, you're exposing children to things like that at a young age that is going to be so valuable for them.
We have a show that's, we're the only ones in the US, I believe, that have it, called Bits and Bob. And it's Bits and her younger brother, Bob, are two siblings, of course, who love making things and going on imaginative adventures with their toys. But it's in the background teaching engineering, believe it or not, concepts of engineering to young kids. So that's not, you know, not an engineering course, but in every episode there's a little 2-minute thing at the end where they can do little things at home too. After they watch the episode, what was done in the episode is kind of explained in a way that a parent could do something really simple at home with the kids too. So we have, education is great. And if you make it fun, it's not education for them. That's the key. It's got to be entertaining first. You can't fool a child either. They're too smart. And if it's not fun and entertaining, they're not going to watch it.
You know, of course even not. If it's,
yeah. So
their attention span is just going to be like, whoop.
Yep. You can't fool them. You can fool an adult, but you can't fool a kid. So yeah, we have arts and crafts shows, science, and different, a lot of literacy kind of shows. We have a show called The Book Hungry Bears, in which shared reading is really featured, where each episode they take a book, and a lot of them are very popular books from some great publishing partners like Simon & Schuster and Macmillan and Scholastic. We have great books, and the bears, these four bears, sit around and share a book together. And this is for kids that aren't reading yet, you know, younger, because kids don't start reading initially. Their reactions to books are where someone reads to them. So that's, we have that show, which is a really special show that we have. We have some shows that are really push, you know, don't push, but encourage healthy living. Lazy Town is one. That was the one I worked on. But we also have a new one called Ollie, the Boy Who Became What He Ate. And him and his little sister are always going on adventures, and believe it or not, each episode has a vegetable or a piece of fruit that's featured in it, whether it's an avocado or a blueberry, and it's amazing. We have 52 of these, so each one has a fun little episode, and in the background, they're getting to know about fruit and vegetables. So,
oh my gosh, I love it! I love it. So, where can parents have access to KidStream?
Well, please check us out on our website. It's the easiest thing, where you can see all the places you can get us, which is kidstream.tv. And that's K-I-D stream, like the stream. One word, kidstream.tv. But just so you, so parents know, if you have Amazon Prime, which a lot of people do, we're an Amazon Prime video channel. That's a great way to get us too. Okay. We're also available if you have Cox or Comcast, speak into the remote and say Kidstream and it will show up there. We're available in Roku. But when you buy us through the App Store, the Android, the Google Play Store, or the Apple Store, you can also have a version that you can take around with you and put it on your TV, or also have it on your, you know, have it on your phones with you and on your iPads. A lot of young children these days are watching shows on iPads versus right. TV. So yes. It's nice to have it that way too.
I love it.
All the services do that, you know. Amazon Prime is really good that way too, Prime Video channels. So yeah, we're there. We're also looking in the future. You can find us. We're doing a partnership with a company you might have heard of called Curiosity Stream, which is great for adults. It's got documentaries and biographies and nature shows. It was started by the gentleman who started the original Discovery Channel, and we're going to be in their bundle. So they're going to offer us when you buy them in a bundle coming next year. So that's another place to see us.
That's fantastic. Oh my gosh. I love what you're doing. Like I said, I wish it was around, 20 years ago when my son was a toddler and, you know, wanting to watch shows and yeah, they know how to work that remote too. So you got to be careful.
Oh yeah. that's nothing. You won't get in any trouble here. If they're on, you know, a bigger network that has adult shows and things, you don't know where they might go. You know, they might start out here and they're pretty good with the remote, as you said, and they could be in some places that are pretty scary or inappropriate but not in Kidstream. There's nothing that you would be able to, even stuff for the eight, you know, the older range, the 6 to 9 is not inappropriate for the 2, the 3-year-old. So we don't have anything scary, no violence. So
that's awesome. Yeah. In today's world, we need this. Because the kids like I said, kids only have one chance to be a kid and they need to be developed in a healthy environment. And I just love what you're doing. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience before we close up?
There's just so many great shows. I could talk about them all day. I mean, we have a show called Gudrun, the Viking Princess that is, it's live action shot in Scotland where this little girl is a Viking, her father's a Viking, and you think, boy, that can't do Vikings, but it's done really with beautiful nature. We have one called Curious Crafting, brand new out of Canada. We do crafting stuff, so I could just talk about them all day. You'd have to stop me. Shaun the Sheep, a famous show from Aardman Animation. We love Aardman, another great partner, one of the best animation studios in the world. So we're doing that. We have some great things coming. I'm bringing in a show that I can't announce yet because I haven't signed it yet, but we'll be the only ones in the US with it. It's produced by the animation studio called McKinnon and Saunders that did the animation for Pinocchio, the one that just won the Academy Award. And that's a really special show. And we also have some other big shows. Oh, I'm launching a show I can tell you about, this really fun called Wildwoods. It's gonna be launching this month. It's actually a Sasquatch, a friendly Sasquatch called Cooper, and he has a little friend named Poppy, who's a sugar glider, and it used to be on Hulu. Hulu had it, but Hulu backed away from kids TV, and we scooped that one up, so we're going to be launching that. It's a really fun show, too, and it's done kind of with costume characters and puppetry. It's really a beautiful show. So
I could
have to stop me. I love the shows that we have, and we just have all sorts of ones that kids can find. We don't have algorithms, you know, where some services push shows at you. We don't do that. We let kids find what they want to find. We don't track anybody. We don't track their behavior. So it's really a nice place to explore. And you never know what kids are going to be attracted to. So we have all sorts of stuff, but it's all really safe and enriching for them.
That's what I was thinking. It's a safe place for kids.
And it's quality. We go for the high quality production values. We're not, that's what we're looking for. Because
like you said, they have to be entertained. And if they're entertained, they can be educated at the same time.
Exactly. Especially at this age. Like you said, they're so impressionable and so smart.
Yeah.
And, so
I love it.
Yeah. You know, we really appreciate having this way to talk to your audience, and congratulations on what you're doing, Sandy. Your podcast is really growing. It's hard in that business. I know we're really appreciative to be with you, and so fun to be on one of the few big growing podcasts in the country. So we hope to do more things. If anything else we could do, we'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. And thank you everyone for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special: exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.